Dawn in this nature reserve, awakened by a collective cry. The hooded cranes sleep in these coastal mudflats, rich with nutrients and far from the reach of predators. In the past 10 winters, more have come to this UNESCO Biosphere Reserve to rest and recharge before mating in the spring in Russia, Siberia, and remote parts of China. By late November, nearly 10,000 of the estimated 15,000 in the wild were spending the winter in Sunchun, double that of the previous season. Thanks to years of conservation efforts and farmers lending their plots, these red-patched birds, marked as vulnerable, are on the mend, making for a crowd when it comes time to eat.
The reason why so many hooded cranes have come to Sunchun Bay can be found in the people's interest. And the more I study the issue, it becomes clear that preservation requires the attention of the world.
The community is rolling up its sleeves to make this habitat for the hooded crane more favorable for a healthy stay. Rice grains is distributed and there's no groundwater, eliminating a key factor in the spread of the avian influenza virus.
In what has been a fierce season of the bird flu, in Japan a record caseload, some in pools of water, has led to a culling of more than 10 million birds at poultry farms. In Izumi, a top wintering site, more than 1,200 hooded cranes were found dead. Clearing out obstructions, community leaders say artificial habitats such as these, while not ideal, must be replicated, as habitat loss threatens hard-fought progress. The mayor of Sunchun, a town that removed hundreds of electric poles and wires when the flying birds got caught in them, says prosperity and ecology must work together.
When you observe Sunchun Bay's preservation story, you realize how useful it was for the city's development. It helped us move into the future. Ecology leads economic growth.
As this town calls for a change from business as usual, migrating birds just want to fly, as they have for millennia. Eunice Kim, Al Jazeera, Sunchun, South Korea.